Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. New month we have going for us, and we have a special show this first hour. It was 63 years ago this past February 3rd that we lost Buddy Holly, and we have Don McLean that's going to be our first guest on the show with the song American Pie, talking about how that dealt with the death of Buddy Holly. Gary Moore will be here, who's written an extensive book about the plane crash and the life of Buddy Holly. Next hour, country legend Bobby Bear will be joining us. Beautiful actress Angie Harmon will be here. Radio and television talk show host and author Glenn Beck. And then Dr. Michelle Oakley from UConn Vet. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause momentarily. When we come back, my first guest this first weekend of the month is Don McLean.
Need help with paying your heating and electric bill? February 1st is National Energy Assistance Day, and the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, also known as LIHEAP, is helping millions of families keep the heat on this winter. Here is Kate Thomas with the Administration for Children and Families, Office of Community Services.
In the U.S., millions of households every year report being unable to meet basic household energy needs. LIHEAP can help people maintain continuous, affordable, and safe home heating and cooling services by providing energy assistance. This winter, that can mean hundreds of dollars to help with your heating bill or your delivery fuel cost. LIHEAP also provides crisis assistance with energy-related emergencies and minor home repairs to reduce energy bills.
Visit energyhelp.us to learn more or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline at 866-674-6327.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Them good old boys who drinking whiskey and rye,
singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Man, I tell you, that rendition of that song just so good. It's so sensational. Welcome back here with Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And the singer of that song is on our show right now, along with a group called Home Free. Joining us right now is legendary Don McLean. Hey, Don, how are you? Welcome back. Nice to hear your voice again.
Well, I'm just in great shape and having a blast. And I don't know how many 75-year-olds have a number one record, but I do.
You got Tony Bennett beat. You and I had a very special night together back in, I think, 71 or 72. I was sitting at your table in New York City when you won the Grammy for American Pie.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact. In fact, I have a picture of it here in my studio right now. You and me took.
Oh, how do you like that?
Yeah, and I saw you the last time at the Hard Rock over here at Universal Studios. You know, when a song is done so well initially, you often think, why would anybody redo it? But I got to tell you, this version that you have out right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't hear this and watch the video, which is a great production, you're missing a great musical moment. And I tell you, the song, let's face it, it's like the Mona Lisa of music.
Well, most people don't want to mess with it. And these guys went right in there and made a very good version, and it's almost got a little bit of a, you know, a 50s rock and roll feel to it, which works perfectly. And they know what they're doing, and their people who have produced their records know what they're doing. So it was a joy for me to be part of this. And, oh, I didn't have to do much at all, you know, just sing the song, and they made the video and made the track. And their fans like it, and my God, it's all over YouTube and everywhere else. And I think that, in a way, a lot of the music has died for a while. I think we'll bring it back to life, but I think American Pie is resonating with people here in America, again, as a result of the hardship that we've gone through in this last year. So it's coming back, and it does come back. I remember I was with Kenny Rogers in Washington around 1999 or around there. We were in Washington to sing it for the turn of the century.
Right.
At a big turn of the century concert that Quincy Jones had put together. And I mentioned to him, but I think Madonna was recording American Pie and it was coming back. And I said to him, you know, my song is coming back. And he said to me, well, my songs ain't never coming back.
Well, you know what? Yours has stood the test of time. You know, when people try to cap a better version of a song that was so well done initially, it just doesn't work all the time. I don't care who does it. And your songs, of course, have been recorded by so many people. I love the song, Vincent, and I Love You So, which not only was sung by Perry Como on a major hit, but also it was part of the wedding ceremony of Harry and Meghan. And I got to ask you, Don, was it more exciting having it played at their wedding ceremony or hearing Elvis sing it?
Elvis' version of And I Love You So is one of the high points. In fact, I recently got a triple platinum presentation from RCA for Elvis in concert, where And I Love You So is the last song on the last side, side four. I'm very proud of that,
yes.
And I have a lot of gold records on my wall from different artists and from my own work, but this is my pride and joy because Elvis was my man, and he was the one that made me want to have a guitar and want to sing. And, you know, it's very weird because every day something comes up on Elvis Presley.
You're right.
You know, they keep... You know, I mean, he never ends. You're always hearing it. There's book after book. I've read every book, I guess, through the years. And the thing about it is that when you first saw him in the 1950s, it was almost like falling in love with something.
I know. You're right.
It really was.
It
was unusual. It's not like Sinatra, Beatles, any of that stuff. It was like a beautiful bouquet of roses, and you fell in love with this. I heard Heartbreak Hotel on a little transistor radio with a bunch of kids, and it made the whole night seem different.
Yeah.
The sound coming out of that radio, and it's never changed all these years. When I go back and listen to those records, the other day I put on That's When Your Heartache Begins.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, you know, there's so much wisdom in a lot of his simple songs, you know, Treat Me Nice, you know, Too Much. There's a lot to be said for those songs. Don't Be Cruel. Elvis was a gentle person, and the songs that he sang, especially in the beginning, you know, we think of him as this badass rock and roll guy,
right.
I mean, he is, but he's singing very beautiful ideas.
Talk about, you know, where you are when you hear a song. I remember being in a rainstorm in my father's 53 Packard and listening to Don't Be Cruel, but you remember it. As I remember the night that the music died, we just celebrated this past February 3rd, an anniversary, the death of Ritchie Valens, Buddy Holly, and the Big Bopper. And Don, you were delivering newspapers. I was getting ready to go with my parents to an Edsel dealership to see the new Edsel. That's how much that night affected me, like it affected you delivering those papers.
Well, I've never forgotten Buddy Holly ever. He was always, and every time I remember looking at the cover of that album, Buddy Holly's Story, which came out after he died, which made it even more powerful, that beautiful photo of his head with those glasses,
yeah,
and that look on his face. He was a serious country boy, you know. Those guys were serious. It's very powerful.
Let's go back to the new song that's out right now. These guys and you, it's a perfect blend. Your voice is so strong in this song. And that bass part that gentleman does, he does a great job with that bass line.
Yeah, he really does. I've sung with the Jordanaires, I've sung with the Persuasions, I've sung with lots of different background singers, and I've known a lot of bass singers in Nashville. and he's very, very good. They're also in tune. They have good blends. So this group has been around a long time. It's not something new. You know, they've been doing these recordings. Their following has been growing. I think this record, and I'm an old guy, you know, I've got plenty of everything. I think it's going to be really good for them. I think they're going to build up their, they're going to get a real shot in the arm from this whole thing. And the thing is, it's going to be played every year.
Right. And the shot in the arm, of course, is the fact that you're there. I mean, it's not like they're doing it without your endorsement, without your approval, and without your approach and your sound of the song. Because without that, Don, I mean, you know, let's face it, if that song was sung by just the band, as you say, they're great, it wouldn't have the impact that the fact that you're there with them. And you're right. This thing is really hot, and as I mentioned earlier, the video is very cool, too. I mean, it almost feels like you're backstage with you guys while you're putting it together. It's done very cleverly. If you haven't seen it, ladies and gentlemen, you got to see it. It's sensational.
Yeah, I don't think there's been this many good things said about me in 100 years, so I'm pretty happy.
No, don't be so hard on yourself, Don. You've had a hell of a career, boy. There's no doubt about it, and by the looks of things, you're just getting going.
Hey, Don, the concert you're going to be doing in the Villages on February 11th at the Sharon Morris Performing Arts Center, which I'm hoping to be there to watch the show, is a charity for Lake Cares Food Pantry in that area. And I know the fellow who's bringing you in, and he's very happy that he's able to take care of that. Again, it's the Lake Cares Food Pantry in the Villages area, just above Orlando.
Can't wait to go. I mean, some countries closed, blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking of the 10 million people who are one check away from living in the car.
Right.
This is an outrage. I'm not going to worry about whether Don McLean can go out and make more money on the road. Believe you me, I'm not concerned about me at all. I'm really thinking about the trouble that this has brought people who were middle class, you know, and building something together. Young couples, you know, 35, 40, went to good schools, had good jobs, a baby or two. Everything was looking beautiful. The economy was rolling along, and bingo, falling off the edge of a cliff, you know, wow. Unprecedented and terrible, and I feel so bad.
Our guest is Don McLean. American Pie, of course, his huge hit. Past Wednesday was the 63rd anniversary of the passing of Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens, of which that song is about Buddy's life. And Don and I will be right back with more with Ron Segee today.
February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray.
Another great romantic song by the genius of Don McLean. The story of Vincent Van Gogh. And you know, you can tell now why you write these great songs, because your heart is in it. I mean, when you hear songs like Vincent and I Love You So and Castles in the Sky, you can hear the impact that you have on these songs, including your version of Crying, which when I was a disc jockey back in the day, I played that all the time. You know, when you start covering songs by Roy Orbison and doing a sensational job, you know you've arrived, and boy, you did on that song.
I met Roy a number of times. I worked with him, too. He once said that he liked my version better than his.
Oh, really?
I think he wrote that somewhere. Yes. He was very sweet to me.
Wow.
I told him, I said, Roy, I heard that song. I said, I knew I could do it. I just knew I had to do that song. I had a different way I wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. That was dramatic. And he started doing it my way.
Really?
Yeah, because the original, which is Dynamite record, I mean, oh, my God,
yeah.
That's so beautiful. It's sort of like as a bouncy thing. You know, I was all right for a while, like that.
Right.
With that feel to it. And I came, but I was all right for a while. But my plan with the song was slowly build up the tension till it was absolutely drive you crazy, you know. And then it explodes at the end, you know, over you, you know. And
right. You did do it very methodically. And you're right. The buildup as a result of that, I think, was more intense. And who would think that it could be more intense than Roy? But, boy, you pulled it off and pulled it off marvelously. It was a great version of that.
Yeah. Roy is such a... He's almost like an interplanetary figure of some sort. He's not quite human.
Right, you're right.
You know, you know, the glasses and the songs and that amazing voice and hair and the look on his face and everything. He's just like some kind of an alien. And his name is like Orbit. You know, Orbison. It's like he came... I always thought of him that way as sort of a... an extraterrestrial human of some kind. Of course, that's the way you want to be. You know, Elvis certainly was from another planet.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Little Richard, definitely. So, you know, you don't want to be earthbound. You want to be a good singer. And that means to all these young people out there, do something different. You know, don't do everything. You know, one of the things that really bothers me, and I'm a Western film guy, and I love old Western movies, you know, and I love all kinds of things about the West. And the old cowboys, you know, would always wear different style hats because they would come from, you know, Montana, Wyoming, wherever, and you could tell where a puncher came from by the hat he wore.
Yeah.
Everybody in the rodeo today wears the same hat. It's always curled the same way, sort of like a shovel in front. I'm thinking, man, can't one of you people do something different?
Yeah.
There's this emphasis on always being the same as the other guy, and I wish we'd get away from that in this country.
I have a feeling that if you and I were neighbors, we would have a whole heck of a lot in common, because I love old Westerns. I die for old Westerns. I was very close to the Elvis people. Joe Esposito, in fact, was a partner of mine for many, many years. Your interpretation of music and your views on different styles are so in line with mine, it's kind of a little spooky. I can remember back in the early 70s where every disc jockey in the world was trying to interpret the words of American Pie. And it had to be a ball for you to listen to this, because you knew why they were written. And there were some bizarre and some very accurate and clever ways that they interpreted it.
Yes, but always wrong.
Really? Is that right?
Yes, because every so-called figure or person in that song is three or four different people. That's the one thing they can't get through their thick skulls, that it's not one person. It's a dream. It's all changing all the time.
Well, you are like an artist. When I said that that song is like the music version of the Mona Lisa, it's because you as an artist are like so many great artists in so many different professions, Don. I mean this. Sitting at the table with you in New York City when you got that award, I never think that 50 years later we'd be chatting about the song and about the indelible impact that you have made on music. I know you are, because I heard you tell this to Governor Huckabee. I know that you're proud of your career. You should be, because, you know, in the 20th century, ladies and gentlemen, he was one of the top five composers of that entire century, 100 years, Recording Industry of America nominated him for that, along with so many things, including the Library of Congress National Registry for Recording. You're quite a guy, quite a talent. I'm proud to have met you.
Well, I tell you what, I'm so thankful that people found something of mine that they liked and that they've enjoyed my performances and my albums, and I'm very honored, I'm very lucky, and I really never try to do anything that would embarrass my fans or hurt people. You know, I've always done the right thing, I thought. Tried real hard to do, you know, beautiful work so that people would enjoy it. And I think now that everybody's home so long, worried about their future, young people especially, not knowing what they're going to do. They're in high school, you know, what's going to happen? College is messed up. All that, they have one thing at least they can cling to, and that is the music that's there and never changes. And we will come out of this. We are always America, stronger than ever. I like what Roosevelt said. I quote him. I says, "We face the future with confidence. We are American."
Well said, Don. With all the things that entertainers and politicians and businessmen are trying to do during this pandemic, the one common denominator is music, whether it's a symphony, an opera, a rock and roll song, Gregorian chant, doesn't make any difference. And you, I think, has contributed the most in this area with this rendition of American Pie, an American song by an American artist, done again, absolutely sensational, along with Home Free. It is everywhere, my friends. If you don't get the song and watch the video, you're missing the best part of the new year. You're a great guest. Anytime you want to chat, I would love to have you back on the show.
Thank you very much.
Stay safe, my friend.
Yes, I will. Don't worry about me. I'm a tough old cop. I'm menace to hang out.
Thanks, Don.
Okay, thank you very much. Nice interview. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it, too, and let's do it again soon. Okay, my friend?
All right.
Okay, Don McLean has been our guest. I tell you, when you're talking to him, you're like talking to the best when it comes to music. The man is a genius. And I'm happy to announce that Don McLean is back on the road again with a tour. Check out DonMcLean.com to know where he's playing near you. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
We were singing bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Threw me Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye. Singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first wave of new U.S. troops being deployed to Eastern Europe have arrived in Poland and Germany. President Biden ordering the move in response to the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Their arrival comes amid reports Russia now has enough troops, tanks, and military hardware poised along Ukraine's border to launch a full-scale invasion. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee.
It's still not exactly clear what Putin intends. A lot of people think, you know, he's going to do it. But at this point, it appears that he has not officially decided. But the threat is real. He has set it up so that he can do it at a moment's notice. So we need to unite to deter him from doing that.
Two people are dead and two others wounded after a shooting at an apartment complex near Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The suspect is in custody. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make.
That is the voice of the legendary Buddy Holly. February 3rd marks the 63rd anniversary of the plane crash that killed the great Buddy Holly. My guest has been with us in the past. He's penned a book that is called In Pursuit of Buddy Holly, My New Buddy John and My Lost Decade of Music. Hey Buddy is the name of the book. Joining us right now is a man of also a familiar name, Gary Moore. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm doing fantastic. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. So thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you very much. And Gary was on our show about a year ago, and we talked about the book and how he got interested in Buddy Holly. Kind of a funny story, actually, because you were never a Buddy Holly fan. In fact, didn't know that much about Buddy Holly, but your mother-in-law was a huge fan, and that's how you got connected to the Buddy Holly legacy.
Yeah. My mother-in-law, who is apparently much hipper than I am, was a huge Buddy Holly fan, and I didn't know it. For her 78th birthday, the only thing she wanted is she wanted my wife and I to drive out to Waterloo, Iowa, where she lives, and take her to the reenactment of the Winter Dance Party.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Winter Dance Party, everybody but me knows, is the final tour of Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, Richie Valens. But I figured it was Tommy Dorsey, Bennett Goodman, understanding her age and thinking that Winter Dance Party means ballroom dancing or whatever. And so, you know, it was quite my shock to find out my mother-in-law is a rocker.
Yeah. And then you got hooked on it. Now, I failed to mention in the introduction, and I want to make sure that I do this, that Gary is not only an author, but an inspirational, motivational speaker, entrepreneur, musician, and the author of Playing with the Enemy, which is a great book, and this one here that I have in my hands. Now, you got hooked on Buddy Holly, and when I say hooked, I mean you even went to Iowa where the plane went down.
Right.
You absolutely have embraced this legacy, including some investigation into the real, or what you explained to be, the real causes of this plane crash that took the life of these three rock and roll legends.
Right. My wife would tell you, Ron, that I have an obsessive compulsive personality. It takes quite a bit to catch my interest, but once I really become interested in something, I become just totally immersed in it. And so I've been to, I've traveled all over the country, Buddy's hometown, to the crash site, to some of his concert venues. I've traveled to meet friends of Buddy, relatives, people who performed with him. I think if you're going to really devote a year or longer to write a book, and that's what it takes me to do it, you really have to, if you're going to do it, you need to do it right. You have to really, come to know your subject. And in my case, coming from Buddy Holly nothingness, I mean, when I started this trek, I heard of Buddy Holly, and I thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
That was the full inventory of my Buddy Holly knowledge. I mean, you really, really have to take the time to dig in and know your subject. And so, yeah, I've been from his birthplace to his deathplace and everywhere in between.
Now, there's a new compilation of a CD called Rave On that has been released, in fact, to celebrate the greatest hits of Buddy Holly. Were you at the presentation of the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame not too long ago?
I was. It was actually on Buddy's birthday. And there's two CDs out. And, I mean, you think about this. I mean, the guy's been dead for years and released two albums this summer.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
First of all, Paul McCartney produced an album called Rave On, the one you're speaking of, which is just, it's a star-studded album of today's current stars doing Buddy's music. And then Peter Asher of Peter and Gordon fame produced an album called Listen to Me that was just released on Buddy's birthday. And they're both just absolutely incredible. On the Peter Asher album, Listen to Me, Stevie Nicks does a version of Buddy's Not Fade Away, and it's just amazing. I mean, it is an amazing piece of work. So Buddy Holly is more popular today than he was when he was alive.
I believe that. Yeah, I believe it.
Really is.
The fascinating part about you, when you mentioned Paul McCartney, Paul McCartney doesn't own the rights to his own music, but he owns the rights to Buddy Holly's music.
Yeah, isn't that something? And Paul McCartney owns the right to the On Wisconsin fight song.
So yes.
It's strange how the music business works.
I tell you. Now, did you ever happen to have the opportunity to meet Don McLean, who, of course, wrote the song American Pie, which we all know now is about the death of Buddy Holly?
Yeah, I didn't meet him in person, but I talked to him on the phone and interviewed him. In fact, there's a whole chapter devoted to the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Don McLean, incredibly talented. He's a little out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so the interview, when people read it, they're usually fascinated, but also they giggle a little bit that, that this is the real words of this man. But he, yes, he was really impacted. When he got his first glasses when he was 11 years old, he insisted on getting the Buddy Holly glasses. And he was delivering newspapers, just as the song says. And he cut open the stack of newspapers one morning. He found the headline that Buddy Holly had died. And so the whole lyrics, you know, February made me shiver with every paper I delivered. Bad news on the doorstep.
Now,
so,
you know, I think a lot of people might think that the song Peggy Sue was after his wife, because certainly O'Donna by Richie Valens, who has also lost his life in that plane crash, was about his girlfriend. But the fact of the matter is, I know the Crickets very well. They're pals of mine. And Glenn Hartin used to play piano for Elvis Presley. And it was really the drummer, Joe, whose girlfriend was named Peggy Sue, right?
Yeah, J.I. Allison was Peggy Sue was Buddy's closest friend all the way from late grade school through high school. But there was no romantic interest there. She was actually, J.I. Allison, the drummer, was trying to get Peggy Sue to date him. And he told Buddy, who had just written a song called Cindy Lou, says, if you'll change the lyrics of that song to Peggy Sue and I can take credit for getting you to do it, he said, I think she'll go out with me. And they ended up marrying later.
Have you talked to these guys?
I didn't get a chance to talk to J.I. or Joe, the two remaining Crickets. You know, quite frankly, by the time I've gotten around to this, these guys are tired of talking to authors.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing is, though, I think it ended up being a blessing, because I didn't want to write the same book everybody else wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you talk to the same people, you're going to get the same answers and therefore get the same book. So most of the people who have been interviewed in my book have never been interviewed regarding Buddy. And so I think there's a lot of new information. You know, I've got the first written interview with Don McLean about Buddy Holly in the book. We have pictures from the crash site, one of which has never been published before. And we have new insight into the crash, which I think will surprise people when they read it.
We want to talk about that in a second. I want to, though, go back to his personal life. His wife, did she ever remarry?
Maria Elena, in fact, I was just with her in Los Angeles at the cocktail party they had at the records, at the Capitol Records after the Star. She did remarry, has a couple of beautiful, wonderful children. Of course, they're not children now, they're my age. But great people. She later divorced and took the Holly name back. And she really does run Buddy Holly Enterprises, as she calls it. Kind of, when I say an iron fist, I don't mean that negatively. I mean she is incredibly protective of his legacy, of his music, and you know, she's still very active and looks fantastic.
Yeah. Now, you know, they said that Buddy Holly set the template, if you will, for the standard rock and roll band. Actually, a rhythm section, I'm a singer, so, and I know that you're a musician too, but, you know, when you have a rhythm section, it's usually comprised less all of these synthesizers, a keyboard, a drummer, a bass player, and a lead guitar. Now, he had two guitars, a bass and drums, which really is the Beatles.
He really did. You said it very well. He did create the template that everybody followed. Now people who are moderate Buddy Holly fans will say, "What are you talking about? Buddy Holly was a trio." Well, after they first made an emergence of the national scene, one of the guitar players left them, and they did end up performing as a trio for a while. But the original Crickets were rhythm guitar, lead guitar, bass guitar, and drums,
mm-hmm.
And that was the template for the British invasion. And the thing that people don't understand, Americans, it's so funny, they don't understand that before there was a British invasion, there was an American invasion of Britain, and it was Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
In 1958, Buddy Holly went there and performed, did 22 different venues, and at those venues, Keith Richards, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Elton John, and you can go, Graham Nash.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all these people were introduced to music the first time.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
And, you know, and it inspired them. And when they came across as this is what's been known as the British invasion, you know, invasion, everybody's saying, oh, my God, this music's new. It's something different. And both Paul McCartney and John Lennon were saying, no, this is Buddy Holly. We're just bringing him back to you. Nobody heard it.
We're going to pause for a second, Gary. Can you stay with us a little bit longer?
I'd love to.
Okay. The name of the book is Hey Buddy. It's out right now. And this February 3rd marks the 63rd anniversary since the passing of Buddy Holly in a plane crash, along with the Big Bopper and Richie Valens. We're going to pause for a second. We're going to come right back with Gary Moore, talk more about the legacy and the influence that Buddy Holly had on contemporary music with Ron Segi today.
That'll be the day.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. Not Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Kelly. I love you, Peggy Sue.
That's Buddy Holly, along with the fact that he has now received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a couple of new compilations of CDs released as the gentleman that lost his life February 3rd of 1959, along with the Big Bopper, who was a disc jockey at the time, along with a hit record on his hands, and a 17-year-old singer by the name of Richie Valens. Our guest is Gary Moore. Hey, Gary, let's talk about the plane crash. Now, you and I chatted about this once before. Dyer Flying Service, who owned the plane, has kept that plane under wraps since 1959. What's the story there?
It's a strange and odd story. The plane crashed. It was owned by Dwyer Flying Service. Jerry and Barb Dwyer own it. And after the CAB, Civil Air Aeronautics, not Explored, which is the predecessor to the NTSB, after they released the wreckage, it, of course, becomes a property of the insurance company. And the insurance company uses it as salvage. Well, Jerry and Barb bought it back from the insurance company, and that's the last anybody's seen of it. When I was writing this book, I was determined not to write about the plane crash because I just figured there wouldn't be any new information, and so I wasn't even going to go there. But I got a phone call from Barb Dwyer, Jerry's wife, and during the conversation, she said, "The truth about this crash has never been told. We hold the truth. The truth is in the wreckage, and someday we're going to release this." That's a pretty tough statement to ignore when Buddy's wife's still alive, his friends are still alive. You know, there's millions of adoring fans who, you know, and I guess really the family is the one who deserves to know if there's some other cause. So I made the offer. I told her, I said, "Barb, let me write that story." I said, "What exactly is it that you think that you have?" And she says, "Well," says, "we know the truth is in the wreckage, and we can," and it's all she would say. She would change how she'd say it, but she kept saying it over and over and over again. You know, I talked to Peggy Sue Gernon, the Peggy Sue of Buddy Holly fame. I talked to Maria Elena, Buddy's wife. And both of them, were passionate about do what you can, get the plane released, let's put this to rest, let's find out what happened. And so far the Dwyers have been totally unresponsive. So what I did was I contacted the NTSB and they put me in touch with Dick Rodriguez. He worked on almost every major air disaster in the last 20 years. And Dick got very excited about working with me on this, and we rebuilt the flight from the time that, I guess really 4 hours before the plane took off, checking weather and to the time that the plane actually hit the ground. We came up with a more detailed conclusion with some additional information that is different from the Civil Aeronautics Board report, which I think most people find very interesting. But what we did do is we dispelled all the myths. I mean, there's so many myths about conspiracy theories about what happened on that flight.
Buddy Holly carried a gun. Could that have been part of the controversy?
Well, it certainly was part of the controversy. Buddy carried a gun, and that shouldn't surprise anybody. Buddy was from West Texas. I guess the surprise would be if he didn't carry a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't, he wasn't wearing it. It was in a little bag that he, a toiletry bag that he carried. What happened was, once the plane crashed, it snowed. And by the time authorities got there, there was a pretty thick blanket of snow. So they really didn't find all the debris until spring. In spring, a farmer by the name of Albert Jewell was plowing the field. And he could see little pieces of aircraft parts lying around. He didn't pay much attention to it. But he looked down and he saw a handgun. He got out, picked up the handgun, did the dumbest thing you could do, looked down the barrel, said, "Geez, it looks loaded." He pointed it in the air, pulled the trigger, it shot, it went off. He kind of shrugged, threw it in the tractor, and later that evening he dropped it off at the sheriff's department and said, "Hey, I found this at the crash site."
Mm-hmm.
Well, the sheriff checked the serial number, and it's about 3 weeks later it came back. The gun was registered to Charles Hardin Holly, Buddy's real name, and the sheriff, examining the gun, said, "Oh, my goodness, this thing's been fired. Maybe it had something to do with the crash." He told the local newspaper they printed it, and it went. It was like the shot heard around the world. Somehow this bullet brought this plane down, and it got all the way to the point that it became ridiculous that there was a story that is really well believed by a lot of people that Buddy and the Big Bopper survived the crash, and Buddy had lost his mind, had shot the pilot, and the Big Bopper was crawling for help. Buddy shot him. The Big Bopper's son, actually, 2000, had the body.
Yeah, I know him. He's a nice young man.
He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, the pilot was only 21 years old, very inexperienced.
Yeah, there's a VFR and IFR.
Yeah,
flight, they call them VFR, right. Is visual flight rules, which was he was licensed to do so. IFR means that you're flying using instruments only.
Yeah,
and when you're in zero visibility conditions, you have to be able to trust and rely on those instruments and fly accordingly. And he had just recently flunked his test with the one-instrument flight, and so he wasn't qualified or capable. If you take that pilot, 21 years old, with those qualifications, you put him in this single-engine, high-performance airplane that's loaded to its absolute maximum weight capacity. He said that plane was going to crash, and the weather was awful.
The cornfield still is a cornfield and not a mall.
You know, and that is a credit to the people from Clear Lake, Iowa. they have done such an amazing job of preserving the Buddy history there. The cornfield is owned by the Nichols family. The fact that they allow people to walk through the cornfield is, I find, just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be scared to death. I'm, you know, wondering who's going to sue me next. People just traipse through the cornfield year-round, night and day, and there's two stainless steel plaques.
I was last year in Lubbock, Texas, at the Buddy Holly Museum with the big horn-rimmed glasses out in front. Janis Joplin, Elvis Presley, Jimi Hendrix, all of these celebrities that we lost prematurely that have been honored in a legendary form over the years. Do you think, honestly, Buddy Holly would still be remaining a factor? Is the legend bigger than what would have been the reality?
No. The reality is still much bigger than the legend. This young man really set the tone, as you said, created the template, you know, for the music to follow. And Buddy was an incredible performer, but that really wasn't his forte. His forte was writing and producing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had just bought land, purchased land in Lubbock, Texas, to build a recording studio called Prism Records. You've got, you know, the man who's created rock and roll with his own recording studio in Lubbock, Texas. It would have become the Nashville. It would have become the recording mecca. The Beatles, I mean, if you talk to Paul McCartney, if Buddy Holly would have been living when they started recording, Buddy Holly would have been their producer. His DNA runs through the music today, and had he lived, I think that he would have made an incredible mark, and today he would be royalty in the music business.
You're an interesting man, Gary, and I always enjoy talking with you. That's the reason I wanted you back.
Well, call me every day.
I'll call you every day. That'll be the day, I'll say. Hey, Buddy, in pursuit of Buddy Holly, very well done, Gary, as always.
Well, thank you. And if I could just give a real quick plug, you can learn more about the book at heybuddybook.com, no spaces.
Heybuddybook.com, no spaces. Okay. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
Ron, you were so good at this. I do sometimes 4, 5, 6 radio shows a day. I mean, you're really good at this. You know, sometimes I feel like I've got to pull the host along, but it's always a pleasure to be on with you.
My pleasure. Okay. Gary Moore has been our guest. That's a pretty popular name, too, my friend. And we're remembering this weekend that on February 3rd, 1959, we lost Buddy Holly. We will be back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
So, the new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. And I want to thank my guests this first hour for joining us, and they include music legend Don McLean, who wrote, of course, American Pie, which is all about the passing of Buddy Holly back on February 3rd, 1959. And we spoke to Don about that song extensively. And then we had Gary Moore with us. Gary, of course, has written a great book about Buddy Holly, which remembers his passing on February 3rd. Next hour, country music famer Bobby Bear will be here. Angie Harmon will be joining us, great actress. Glenn Beck, radio and TV talk show host. And from UConn vet, Dr. Michelle Oakley. That's next hour.